Where's Gary?
What's
Gary's
up, everybody? Hello, everybody. Harry can be up here, and welcome to the newest podcast coming at you here each and every single week on the Realm of Collectors YouTube channel, a proud part of the Cool Table Network. Welcome to episode 2 of Breaking the Mold. You can also find the audio version of this podcast on iTunes and Google Play through your favorite podcast app. Please remember to subscribe and share. Leave us a 5-star review as it really helps the show out. YouTube, please remember to like the video and subscribe to the channel. It's absolutely free. It will not cost you a thing. And remember to hop into the live chat below. We're going to shout everybody out in the chat at the end of this live stream. Just to let people in the chat know, each of us on the panel do have a giveaway that a prize that we're planning to give away, and we're going to be doing it weekly here. So you're looking forward to several weeks of giveaways here from members on the panel. All you have to do is participate in the chat, and we're going to hook you guys up towards the end of the show. So please tune in and stay tuned for the whole show. And lucky and you win. Before we move on, please remember to check out the website, realmofcollectors.com. The newly revamped site has a blog section headed up by Paul C with submissions from members all throughout the realm. You can check out the archive, the photos from the spotlight segment on ETR, and we have merchandise available to purchase. $13 will get you a pair of Rock branded shot glasses shipped anywhere in the continental US. Very limited quantities of the Friends and Family t-shirt produced by our very own Energon Addict. And caps and beanies of your choice are available to purchase. Very limited quantities are available as well, so get your orders in while you can. Shout out to friends of the show, Figure Photography Crate on Instagram, and Third Party Unlimited, TF and TF Prototype. Cobra Law Records, remember to check out the latest album from Nathan Haskell of Cabbages and Kings is available on his SoundCloud. Remember to join us on Facebook, where there's a group, Realm of Collectors. We're on Instagram at Realm of Collectors. Send your what's in the fucking box and shelf life videos to enter the realm cast at gmail.com. And this show, Breaking the Mold, is a part of the Cool Table Network. So please pull up a chair. It's a hub for like-minded podcasts, including other shows like Enter the Realm, Plastic Fanatics, Figure Bangin', Shattercast Uncut, Nerd Rage Radio, Beer and Bolters 40K, Stasis Locks 8 Weeks, and the new shows Building Up to It and Fresh Communications. You can find all those shows, and all you can find the Cool Table on Facebook and subscribe to the other podcasts on iTunes and Google Play, as well as through the feed on our website. You can send any feedback for this show, as well as any topics that you'd like us to cover, to breakingthemoldcast@gmail.com. So with that said, let's say hello to the rest of the crew. First up, how are you doing, brother?
Yo, what's good? Happy Tuesday, boys. What's good?
What's up, Davey?
Good to see you, brother. Good to see you. Next up, how are you? I can't hear him. Do you guys hear him?
Yeah, no.
Frank?
Hey, you got me. That better.
There he goes.
Can you hear me now?
No. Don't deprive me, Brian.
No, I'm sorry. I was just saying I'm enjoying my transition into shelf life. It's I'm gonna be talking about this forever, but it's quite an experience.
Yeah, I'm gonna expect to see a video very, very soon on the YouTube channel.
All right, yeah, maybe.
All right. Next up, Big Dom, how are you?
What's going on, guys? Ready for an awesome Tuesday. Let's do this.
Extra Zero.
Yeah, what's up? TGIT. Thank goodness it's Tuesday. Glad to be back. Glad to be here with y'all.
I like that. I like that.
Glad I'm not dealing with the con crud like a lot of people I went out with this weekend. But more on that.
Oh. You spreading germs there?
Spreading and or receiving.
Come on. Okay. All right. G Money, how are you?
Oh, dude, I'm doing so much better now. I was going stir crazy with that Arctic storm, whatever they wanted to call it, you know, 4 days ago. The East Coast this far, they're not prepared for stuff like that. So it stuck in the house literally for like 2 days going nuts.
You looked like
it's good to, good,
Jack Nicholson at the end of The Shining.
Oh, I couldn't take it. I know, right? 48 hours. I'm like, enough is enough. I can't deal with it. So it's good to see you guys tonight.
Seriously. I think they called it a bomb cyclone. I've never heard that term before. I'm like, what the fuck?
They like made up something to call it. Yeah, it was. I mean, you know, I've lived in Midwest and New England, and, you know, you're used to it there. And here they're just, you know, so anywhere else, it's just, it's a much bigger catastrophe. So there's really nothing to do but just kind of sit and like wait it out. So it's nice. It's 50 degrees today, so it's already starting to dissipate and go away. So that's good. That's good. It's good to see you guys, though. Good to see you guys.
Word up. All right. Next up, JD.
What's up, everybody? Yep. I know. I see it. I'll be in and out of mute here. Yeah, sorry for the echo. I got a new setup. This is most likely it's me. But okay, yeah, brother,
welcome to the show. We missed you last week.
I missed you guys. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think Ace gave away the goods on Figure Banging. We were gonna ask how you doing.
But hey, we're getting there.
Leave that alone.
Working my way through some hormones. That's all. You know. Shout out to some baboon parts. So.
You can miss any girls here, yeah?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yep. Well, you were brother.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Yeah, JD, I'm happy for you, man. I know you've become a man for so long.
I know. Yeah, you know. Soon enough, guys. Soon enough, I'll be one of the guys.
You're on your way, brother. You're on your way. All right, let's run it back real quick for some collect and connect. So, start with you, brother. What you got?
Did you ask me that? I couldn't hear you.
Brinkalizer. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, I got a couple cool things I'm pretty excited about. One, I got these little mini Lambo Bros.
Lambo Bros.
And, you know, fun. Considering
those
all the
stuff.
Legends class? Oh, yeah. And nice. Considering how much I still have left to put on shelves, I kind of wish all my Transformers were that size.
You know what? You just said that, and I remember just saying something. He once considered just going all legend scale, but that's a big decision.
Yep. And I got this thing in today, which is my Batman Rogues Gallery.
Look, it's a cool box.
Wow. That's pretty cool. Dude, that looks dope.
That's pretty cool.
Montoya. I've never seen that before.
Montoya. At the end.
And this thing is heavy, too. And then look on the back, too. They even put some nice art back there with, like, the Joker breaking out somebody and stuff. That's cool. I like it. That's pretty awesome.
So do you keep that box or keep that MISB?
Mint and seal. Fuck no, not mint and seal box. But it's very collector friendly. So lift the top up. All the people are in there in their individual clamshells in their cells. So it's pretty cool. So you don't have to destroy the packaging to get stuff out. However, I can't get the light to turn off. Like I have to hold the top, but whatever.
Oh, shit.
So that's what I got from a collect perspective. And from a connect perspective, I just had a birthday. So chatted with a lot of people on Messenger, stuff like that. Let me apologize ahead of time for not having my Facebook wall or whatever open for posts, but I participate in groups only. So you can always just IM me if you want to connect with me. I'll talk to anybody.
Nice. He only ignores me, guys. So
he's very friendly. He's very friendly. Well, where can they find you if they want to connect with
you? I am Brink on Facebook and at Brinkalizer on Instagram, which I should hopefully get back on here soon enough.
Sweet, man. I like when I see you post on Instagram. It makes me happy.
Oh.
It really does.
I can't wait to smile later.
Oh, thank you. Sweet, man. All right. Well, next up, Energon Addict. What's up, Pop? What you got?
Yo, what up? Light week for me. Very light. I got a few more Praetorian Guards, ones that I wanted to fill in.
Nice, Bobby.
SH Figwarts.
I think quick. I'm, when you say a few, how many is a few? Because a few to me is
three. A few
is
like three, yeah.
A few is two. So I saw them on eBay the other day.
That's a couple. That's a couple.
I saw them
that's
on eBay yeah, that's before the holidays. And what happened was they were real cheap, and I was like skeptical about it, you know. But the seller seemed legit, but it said it wasn't going to deliver until like mid-January, which just about did. It delivered yesterday. And no, they're legit. They're dope. I mean, I have them already. I just, you know, I need to fill in those spots. I think there's eight of them. I think I'm up to six. So when I get the last two on the cheap, then I'll be done. I also got a few more like OG troopers, you know, original trilogy, stormtroopers, and what else? Let me think. I think that's a light week.
Star Wars loves you, man.
And it's snowed, so I mean, I don't know if my packages are just the limit or what, but I know I got some other shit coming in too. But
sizable shout out to my packages. The franchise is coming from Energon Addict. I see. Yeah.
We'll talk more about that Figuar shit later. But on the connect portion, you know, we talked about the bad weather. I connected with a few people over this bad weather. You know, being home from work on Thursday. I know I talked to all you gentlemen on and off like all week, but aside from you guys, I talked to Brammer a few times this week, and we were just discussing like different shows that we didn't know we were both into. And he hit me up today. He's like, "Yo, do you watch this too?" I was like, "Yeah." He was like, "When I hug you, I'm gonna hug you even harder next time I see you." I'm like, "Oh shit!" Dude. He's like, "We basically watch the same TV, it seems like." And just connecting, like, overall, like, with people hitting me up, telling me about the show last week, you know, saying, you know, having good remarks, saying we did a good job, and, you know, that's about it. I mean, other than that, I haven't connected much. I haven't left my house in a few days, so.
Well, that's cool, man, and shout out to everybody that definitely reached out, you know, on the first show and gave us that feedback, you know, a lot of good feedback from last week's show, and, you know, we really love and appreciate that support from everybody out there in the community. So thank you guys.
Yeah, it was nice to hear that. Very nice to hear that.
That's very cool.
Yep. All right, Big Dom, what you got?
I was able to find the that Classics Voltron from Playmates. You know, they put out the DreamWorks one, and I was able to find one in Target, the whole set. Actually, I found the limbs at one Target, and I found the Black Lion on another Target. So
you opened it?
Nice.
Yeah, I opened it up. He has the same issues regarding, you know, loose joints in the arms and as the first one. But he you know, he definitely touches the feels in regards to back Classics 80, you know, 84 Voltron.
Cool. How tall is it?
It's the same size as the original. It's like, I would say maybe 2 feet, maybe.
2 feet?
Not 2 feet.
It's, so it's, like, yeah, it's 18 inches.
Yeah, it's 18. Yeah, it's not. Right. It's not.
Well, Dom's always exaggerating on the size. So
people can't unsee it, but that damn head looks like the white group meal, man.
Yeah, it looks good. It's, it reminds me a lot of the Maddie Collector version that came out a couple years back, so. Or a few years back, actually. I'll use the right terminology.
Dave. I will applaud them for making a Voltron that's, like, you know, that big and that affordable.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
With all the features. So,
it's the same prices as the other one, $18 for the limbs and then $30 for the body. So,
yeah. Is it the same, like, the type of plastic and feel, yeah, like the accessories, everything? Feel, yeah. You know?
The legs don't tuck in like the other ones. I thought that was a pretty cool feature in the other ones.
Mm-hmm.
But the legs don't tuck in this one. So they kept to the classic look.
Yeah. To be fair, they don't have the Dolchigokin anyway.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's more of the classic look.
Maybe one day we'll have a Breaking the Mold where we don't talk about Voltron. Just one day.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, just one. That's just where I got to work something.
Just one episode. Just one. Someday. Someday.
Zero's on call. Maybe. He can't be here to harass Gary.
Fingers crossed.
On the connecting aspect, I was able to fetch some items for some friendly group members. I hooked up Darius with some figures. I was able to get him that Slugslinger. The Titans Return Slugslinger and some of those Power of the Prime, what is it, the Pretenders that came out. So awesome. I hooked them up with those. And then Todd L., I was looking for some Black Series 3¾ figures. He was looking for some Death Troopers, some extra Death Troopers to build up his army. And I was able to find some at a local Walmart over here by me. So I hooked him up with some of those Death Troopers.
Awesome, man. You know, and you know what? You're not done, because Dust in the chat is saying you got to find him a set of that classic Voltron. Yeah, so he's cracking that whip on you.
Maybe.
I need some.
He was put it next to a thing of Quake Room, you know.
And Dom, are these Death Troopers on clearance at this store that you found them? Or
No. They were not in clearance. And I told Tyler, if they do come in clearance, I'll definitely hit them up. And I have the receipt, so I'll return them and then give them a credit back if I find them. Because they're expensive. They're like $12 a figure for those little 3¾ Black Series.
The little ones.
Yeah, the little ones. Okay. So he's a collector of those figures. So he, you know, this Walmart has all the new series, all the new ones that came out that are kind of hard to get, and they had a shitload of Death Troopers. So, when I saw him put out that, I think it was in one chat or something that we were in, he said he was looking for some. So I shot him a bunch of pictures of the ones I had in the store that I was looking at, and he said he'll definitely take some Death Troopers.
Oh, cool.
So.
I was thinking about getting some 6-inch ones. That's why I asked.
Yeah, I actually the same Walmart has it, and they might have them on clearance. I'll check for you, Brian.
All right, cool.
I'll check for you because I know they had a crap load of them, and I think they're right now at $16.89. I think it was. So I'll let you know if they came down more.
Get the thick hard ones, Devin.
Look at that realm.
Yeah, realm. And if you guys want to connect with me, I'm on Facebook at Dominic Rosso. Just shoot me a message, and if you're ever looking for something, let me know, and I usually can find it.
Awesome. All right, next up, Extra Zero. What you get this
All
week?
Right, I got a lot of shit, but I'm going to try to move through it. I'm not going to say it was a light week, because it wasn't. So I went to AwesomeCon's coming up. Got my hotel for that today. We'll talk about that later. I went to MAGFest, and I got not really a deal on this, the SH Figuarts. Cammy, put away that ass, girl.
I love them legs. Love them legs. Squeeze the shit out of me.
She got that flat. I got the worst MMC figure ever made.
Dude, that doesn't look anything like Dickimus.
Dickimus ain't bad. He's not bad. I like Dickimus. No, don't take that out of context.
loves the Dickament.
Anyway, I got I got the Sentinel Mega Man X, and this has been on my to buy list for a while. I got him kind of like Dave with the sketch eBay deals. Somebody was selling this for $65, Chinese seller, and I was like, well, PayPal will give me my money back. And finally it showed up. I'm very happy with that. I got I don't know that I want to count this.
What does that figure normally go for that you got it for $65?
Right now it's up to like $115 to $150.
No shit, that little thing?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it retailed for $30. Actually, I think it retailed for $40.
Wow. Okay.
But yeah. So while I was at the con, my dog got a hold of one of my packages. And this used to be the fucking Tamaratomi mall set of cassette tapes. And I'm right now I'm seeing if it's pretty fucking bad.
Bro, that's no. Bro, your dog customized it for you, man. That's battle games. People pay good money for that shit.
Like, the worst one is the one I wanted the most. I don't know if you can see that shit. But, like, the lion, he destroyed it. But I'm trying to file a claim. I'm like, look, you motherfucker left it in the snow while the dog was out. And that wouldn't happen if you left it outside the fence. So... I'm arguing with him. It was insured, so worst case scenario, I get $50 back, and then I use that to buy another fucking set, and I just have it delivered to the neighbors. Back and forth with my roommate. It's messy. Anyway, final thing I got, which is probably my favorite thing of this week, This is the Transformers the Movie soundtrack.
Nice.
Vinyl. I don't collect vinyl, but I was at MAGFest. There was a very special guest, Vince DiCola, who did the music for the movie. He autographed the record for me, and I'm very, very, very happy to have that. I'm looking forward to getting it framed, and when I get my house, that's going to be one of the things that's like on the walkway down to the basement. So very happy about that. On the Kinect side at the con, I met up with our buddy Justin L, host on TKO. Check out his show. We didn't have that much time to hang out, but it was nice seeing him there. Also, if anybody watches a certain Skullface reviewer, I lended him the MMC Aero Alpha, which he reviewed. I believe it went up yesterday. And that's all I got this week.
Awesome, man. And shoot, a huge shout out to Bobby for shouting the show absolutely out during that review. You know what I'm saying? Good review, and he took the time to, you know, let the people know what we're about a little bit out there. So, you know, thanks to you, brother. Yeah. Appreciate it.
Before we move on, if anyone wants to connect with me, you can do so on the Facebook group, says James Jordan. You can find me in the Realm of Collectors, Twitter at the Original Zero, and Extra Zero on PlayStation Network and Xbox Live.
Awesome. All right, G Money, what's up?
All right, well, let's see. I can actually compete with Energon this week, I think, with some stuff that I got. I don't know if you guys ever do that. I know, right? No, if you guys ever do this, but like I'll sometimes, like I had a long weekend off of work before the weather event hit us. So I was trying to get a few things, you know, that I knew would arrive for the weekend, right? So I'd have some stuff to do. And of course, everything got delayed. So then it all showed up at once. So I have this big pile of stuff. I haven't had a chance to open anything, but let's see real quick. I got my Sunstreaker came in. I finally gave in and ordered that guy. So I got him
straight.
I got a Hot Toys Civil War Black Widow to go with my Civil War shelf. I got the Storm Collectibles Akuma. Yeah, it is down. It is definitely down. But I got the Akuma, which I have no connection to. It's a really, really fun toy. And then I actually two Mezcos came in. I got the Harley Quinn, and then this is a little bit funny. You guys know who've met me. I don't really drink that much, but I was bored, and I was hitting up the messenger and talking to people, doing some connecting on Saturday, and had a few.
I like it when you're
beverages.
Bored, yeah, I like it when you're bored.
I did. So I ended up buying the a Mezco Deadpool, some exclusive that was actually, it was in stock. I was just kind of bored and I looked like, oh, look, it's there. It's so that actually came in today. So I've got a lot of stuff to open up and dig through over the course of this week. So it a little bit of everything for me, which is kind of not the norm. But yeah, in terms of the connecting piece, just, like I said, I had a lot of free time sitting here in the house. And you guys know I do the wellness updates for the ROC Weight Loss Challenge. Check-in is this Sunday, by the way. But I'll message the people in the competition just to kind of see how things are going. And what's been really neat is it's not about the wellness conversation all the time. I've had some really cool conversations. Esteban are out in California. We were just kind of talking about collections and, you know, some things that we're interested in, some buying habits. Arvin has been really neat. We've talked a lot about car stuff and car movies, and he still has his, I think, but we both had yellow Hondas and talked about some CRXs and stuff like that and some posts. So just some pretty cool conversations that have come up. So anyone who's ever interested, I try to do more on Instagram, but it hasn't really happened yet. But you know, you can find me and Gary Allen in the Facebook groups, and same thing. I'm always open to try and have a conversation and then just kind of to talk it up a little bit. So hit me up. Yeah.
No doubt, man.
Yep, definitely.
Hey, all right. Harry, real quick, I just want to ask you, what's your favorite thing out of all that stuff you got? What was your most impressed
with?
What were you most impressed with?
Black Widow.
Well, I'm going to tell you the truth. So, yeah, exactly. So I haven't had a chance. Literally, it all came in yesterday. And I worked late, and then I was right back at work today and get ready for tonight. So I haven't had a chance to open anything. I am most curious, because I don't know what to expect, to look at the Mezco Harley Quinn. Actually, because I know what to expect with the Hot Toys. I know it's going to be impressive. I'm going to, you know, pose her and put her on the shelf next to Iron Man. It's going to look good. Everyone's talked about Sunstreaker, so I'll get a chance to, you know, look at that. It's come obviously very highly recommended, but I'm just really curious to kind of, I haven't gotten into the Mezcos yet other than seeing them at like your house or somebody else's collection online. So we'll see.
That's pretty interesting. Eddie Che in the chat says, if you hide the C-section on that Harley, she looks awesome. I don't know what he's referring to. But sounds like some good advice.
There's a cut in her waist that makes it awful. So
I'm gonna have to check that out. I want to see what he's referencing.
We'll spin her around, right? And let her. Yeah, we don't pose our toys with the back, right? But yeah, maybe that case maybe we'll do it back that time.
Do you guys remember that scene in like Spaceballs when Lord Helmet was playing with his figures? I can just see Gary with the Black Widow and the Harley Quinn. And his wife comes in and goes, "Oh, Harley, oh, Black Widow." And all of a sudden his wife comes in and goes, "No, I'm not playing with my toys." What are you doing here, baby?
Yeah. We channel my inner Alex Baldwin and not fart, let's say.
But thanks for sharing, G. Where can people connect with you online if they want to connect?
Yeah, like I said, hit me up on Facebook and, Gary Allen in the groups and, pretty active and getting a lot more active. It's funny, I check my phone between the messages and the chats like a freaking teenage girl more so than I think I've ever done in the last, 6 months. I'm like, I'm always like going back to my office at work, kind of saying, did I miss anything? What I catch up and I'll see like all this stuff come up. I'm like, oh crap, I don't have time to read through all that right now. But anytime, I always try to have a conversation with you. It's been a lot of fun to connect throughout the community for sure.
Likewise.
No doubt.
That's dope, man. Awesome. JD, what you got, brother?
I got all kinds of stuff, but I don't know. I'd say my favorite kit. I got a bunch of the movie Realization, the Tamashii Nations figures. So I got the Jango Fett, I got the Darth Maul, and the Imperial Guard.
Movie Realizations? What is that?
Yeah,
the Samurai.
Yeah, the Samurai ones.
The Samurai. Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And then I got some Figma. I got the Zelda and the Princess from Twilight Princess. And I got the Samus.
And how good is that Samus?
Oh, I love it. It's so great. They're all super awesome. I love them all. The Zelda figures, of course. Like, I'm thinking about building a Dio so I have like a shelf that's just Zelda stuff.
I might commission you if you start doing that.
Well, I'm ready.
JD, I just might let you just build me one for no reason.
Fair enough.
And not pay you.
Oh. I see.
I don't know if that's going to be acceptable. But,
We can work something out, Dave.
That's the David Cologne approach.
Exactly.
How about that?
Yeah, but I got a bunch of stuff, and those six figures are probably my favorite. So, out of everything I got, as far as connecting, I didn't do much connecting. I connected my ass with my bed and some IVs, and that's about it.
So, understandable, man.
Yeah, definitely.
And you connected with us throughout the
week. Yeah, it's talking to you guys all week too. So,
yeah. Well, glad to have you here, man.
I'm glad to be here.
All right. As for myself, you know what? I got a package today, so I'll use that as my favorite pickup of the week. I did get a few things, actually, through hunting and online ordering. But I was running some errands today, and thankfully I made it home in time because literally like 5 minutes after I got home, I got my bell rang, and I got a package. And it had Masterpiece Sunstreaker along with the SH Figuarts Homecoming Spider-Man Home Suit version with Iron Man Mark 47. And I also did order an Home Suit version by himself because I at the time that I pre-ordered, I wasn't sure if there was a difference between both sets. So I got both. And you know what? They're pretty much the same. So the chat for these next few weeks, you never know. You might be able to win yourself that Spider-Man within the next few weeks.
Teaser! Jose, if I'm not on the show, can I play?
You quit. You're quitting?
Just for that week.
Dave's out.
No.
Just that week.
Yeah, and as for the connect portion, it was cool. Actually, earlier today, I was messaging back and forth with Studio Dre. He's, you know, usually hangs out in the chat, and he's been an active member of the group. We were actually able to go back and forth a little bit today and just chat it up and, you know, just kind of like discuss the holidays and how we spent our time with the family. So that was pretty cool to do that, you know, as well as, you know, all the other guys that in the wellness challenge that are working hard and doing their thing, you know, we're all trying to do what we got to do. The holidays are tough. But it's a new year, so let's try to refocus, you know, on what we're doing and, you know, try to get that longevity in our lives so we could be there for our loved ones and
oh, shit.
Raise money in April.
We're supposed to be losing weight, not gaining weight? I thought we were supposed to be gaining weight. Fuck. I missed
you know what, dude? I've been on vacation. This is actually my last day of vacation. I go back to reality tomorrow. Can't, you know, looking forward to it. You know what, this vacation, you know, honestly, I thought I was going to be a little bit more active than what I've been, but I haven't done too much damage, so I'm still in the running, guys. So I'm coming for you. So make sure everybody keeps up the good work. Come April 1st, I'm excited to see what everybody's results turn out to be, and it's an awesome thing that we're doing. So that's it for me, guys. That's pretty much it. Let's roll into our first topic for the evening.
Hey,
let
me interject real quick, Jose.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just want to say we've got like 30 something people watching, but I've only got like 20 something people in the chat. So,
ooh.
Hey, if you're not in here, I don't get your name. We can't put you in the Wheel of Fortune.
The run.
Come on in, say hi. Recommend JD some sanitary napkins. Make fun of Jordan's mohawk. Do whatever. Just fucking come in here.
You forget my love of Dickimus. Go and Kielbasa slap that like button.
Dickimus slap that
button. Dickimus slap that like
button. Dickimus slap that button. Like. Yeah, what up, Brian? Let me just touch on that real quick before we move to that first topic. Like, just be in the chat, guys. Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, there's 7 of us here on the panel. Shout out to Energon Addict. He was number 1. Shout out to Cybertron Warriors. He actually won the week 1 giveaway. There's 7 of us here on the panel. So that's several weeks of giveaways that you have to look forward to. Each of us have one thing to give away to all the people that are supporting the podcast. So hop into the chat. Say hello.
Thank you, guys.
Yep. That's all you need to do for your chance to win. We just want to thank you guys for all the support. You know what? This is episode 2, but we've been doing the ROC Hangout for a long time, and it's evolved into what this is. And it's just a thank you for everybody out there that's supported us throughout all this time. You know, on the behalf of everybody on the panel, we just want to say thank you. So say what's up in the chat, and you have the chance to win yourself something very, very nice by the end of this show. So say hello. Yep. All right, I'm gonna pass the mic to Jordan though. Extra Zero, he attended MAGFest this weekend, which stands for a Music and Gaming Festival.
Yes, sir.
And you know, give us a little recap of what went on, because I think we have a bunch of cons we're looking forward to in the coming year, and we're all gonna share you know what we're looking forward to. So, tell us a little bit what that was about.
So MAGFest is one of my favorite conventions, and it's held every year in DC. Typically in January, and as Jose said, it's the Music and Gaming Festival, and people that game know that music goes hand in hand with games. I mean, you know, honestly, think about Super Mario Brothers without that. Dun, 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 dun. You can't. Classic. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. So, you know, it's a celebration of the music and gaming. They have a lot of concerts. It is a big party convention. Like, you know, you don't go to any other convention and have parties like this. There's a 24-hour arcade and, like, literally everything you can think of, from pinball to those big sit-down arcade machines that were at the Ocean that you had to pay, like, $2 for, and your mom was like, fuck you. You're not playing that. you know, so, you know, your classics, your Street Fighter, your Mortal Kombat, even obscure shit. Like, there were some Japanese fighting games. I can't even tell you what the name of it was. But, you know, more relative obscure shit like Primal Rage, Bad Dudes. If you can think of it, it was probably there. Big merch room. Merch room wasn't that impressive this year, but, you know, a lot of artists come, crafts. They even have tabletop. And They also have some new stuff this year, like VR and interactive games. And, you know, it's cool. All the cosplayers, the party vibe. There's concerts, like I said. And, you know, it's everything from chiptunes to kind of like a rave environment to more like metal. And, you know, all of it pays tribute to video games. There's panels too. Vince DiCola was there, as I mentioned. He did a concert. He also did a Q&A, and he did a signing. So, you know, if you're in the DC area or you're close to it or can get there, I recommend checking it out for next year. You know, it's like I said, it's one that I always attend. And if you're into gaming, oh, there's also a console area too. People do LANs. It's really one of the biggest conventions around and well worth your time.
When it comes to the music, you know, because music, like you said, music and gaming culture are intertwined.
Yeah.
Do they invite like video game, like people that do music for video games, or is it open to like everybody, like all types of cover bands or real bands that are out there? Like, is it something like that?
So it's open. It's open to everybody. I mean, they've had legit guests there. You know, they had I believe it was the first year I went. They had, I might be butchering his name, but Nobu Uematsu, who did the music for Final Fantasy, Chrono Trigger. And he was, you know, conducting an orchestra and, you know, doing songs like One Winged Angel for Final Fantasy VII. And I mean, it was absolutely great. Mm-hmm. I didn't really, and after I found out Vince DiCola was going to be there, I didn't really care about anybody else. Of course, we wanted to go see Power Glove and Kirby's Dream Band. But yeah, there's a lot of cover bands there. Last year, they had one of my favorite nerdcore rappers. They had Migaran there. They've had MC Chris there before, MC Lars. So they get some names in the nerdcore crowd. But, you know, they also open it up to cover bands. There's areas where people can go and just play music. They have, like, jam pods. And, you know, they definitely are very community-friendly and inclusive to anybody that wants to be involved. There's a kind of a East Coast thing called Super Art Fight, which is kind of like an improv group with, you know, Pictionary. They always invite them. They allow them to put on a panel. I mean, they have a lot of YouTubers there. Brental Floss was one of them this year. Ran into him a few times. It was nice mm-hmm. talking to him. So, mm-hmm. you know, if you're into that stuff, I mean, it's worth getting the day pass and just going and walking around if you're close. But I really mm-hmm. recommend doing the 4 days.
Yeah. So it's in the DC area and you're recommending like a 4 day pass. So basically like it's a celebration of gaming and like the music that's basically within the gaming culture.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a celebration of, it's a celebration of, you know, the music in games and the music that gaming has inspired.
Yeah.
So, you know, like when you get like the nerdcore guys, they're just rapping about like anything. They're rapping about geek culture, but geek culture, huge portion of that is video games. Mm-hmm. You know,
mm-hmm. So, Zero, that sounds awesome. Question about it, real quick.
Yeah, what's up?
Like, so you have arcades, you have video games, right? You have people just like rocking out at a fucking video game all day and not moving.
Oh, I mean,
like, is there a time limit? And
nah, there's no time limit, but most people are courteous. You know. It's like anytime you get to a con, you have like certain people that are assholes, but for the most part, it's a good crowd. And, you know, people are pretty good about mediating stuff. And, you know, same with the console area too. Like, you know, you sit down and you want to hop in on a game of Tekken or Street Fighter. You know, say, hey man, can I get next? You know, someone's a mm-hmm. dick, you just move on. But I had one dude, I was playing my buddy in Tekken and, we just sat down. Dude taps him. Hey, man, can I get next? He plays like 4 matches, and I'm like, yo, I just wanted to sit down and play Tekken 5 with my friend. Yeah. But, you know, it's
Is it similar to like that old arcade style? Like when we were playing in the arcades, maybe a lot of the newer, you know, younger people that may watch or listen to podcasts may not know what it's about, but those times when you're in the arcade, you're playing somebody, is it like you lose, you give up your spot,
you got
to be courteous and I'm winning and I'll give up my spot, you know, just to let you play, you know?
I mean, typically if you lose you give up your spot, but like if you're like desperation mode. You know, the one person I did see sit on an arcade machine was there was this furry playing the F-Zero arcade game. I think it was mostly because he was playing in the fucking costume. I got a picture of it too. I'll send it to you guys. But he's playing in the fucking costume. Nobody would be like, "Oh, yo, bro, get out of this."
You know what? It was funny when I saw that picture that you sent in the chat. And you know, I've seen furries like described like in movies and stuff like that. That movie with the LARPers and stuff like that.
Oh, role models.
Yeah, yeah. But like that was kind of like, and I remember an episode of Entourage. You know, Drama fucking wound up fucking a furry at the end. You know, through like an internet date. But that was kind of like the first time I ever heard of something like that. I never kind of knew what a furry was, and then when you sent that picture of that person in that full on costume in that,
they even like wearing the seatbelt for the arcade cabinet. What the fuck? How can you? I mean, you gotta think of it. They're like sitting in a fucking full-on dog costume and playing through the mouth. They're playing like the F-Zero arcade game where you gotta tilt and steer. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
There is something entertaining about that, though. I mean, just the picture itself.
Oh, yeah.
It was very, very good to look at. So,
but definitely a good way to kick off con season, man.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Did you get to meet up with any other members like throughout the realm at the convention? Anybody else like show up that you knew?
Jason L was there. Not Jason L. I'm sorry, Justin. Linnell. Jason L couldn't make it. Darius was there, but unfortunately, I didn't run into him. We actually chatted about that last night in the ETR post show hangout. But you know, the reception in there sucked. Like I would like go down. I'd like hit up JL. I'd be like, "Yo, where you at?" And like I was just like on extended, and they don't give you any Wi-Fi down there, so I'd have to run back upstairs. And he'd be like, "I'm at the pinball machines. Where are you?" And I'd have to go back downstairs. By the time I got down there, he'd move on to something else. So,
yeah,
you know, shout out to
Sprint. Yeah, maybe that's something that like in the future. Like I never heard of MAGFest before. I remember, you know, on the ROC Hangout, you were talking a little bit about it, and it sounded like something I'd be interested in going. It was just the time was too close to try to plan anything. But maybe for next year, I'd be interested.
2019, man. We could definitely try and get a room, extra room, and you know, all my friends are cool. So you see us, come and say hi.
Yeah.
Join the party.
Bow chicka bow wow.
Well, good way to kick off the convention season and stuff like that. Like, we all have conventions that we regularly attend. We got a few actually coming up, you know what I'm saying? So let's run it down the panel if anybody got, like, any cons that they want to shout out and that they're interested in going to. Anything that you want to go to, can't go to, you know, like, let's just kind of talk about it a little bit. We could run it down. Anybody?
Cool. Well, we got we have Dust and Brinkfest this weekend.
Right. I was calling it Dustapalooza.
Dustapalooza. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, that's awesome. We could definitely touch on that. They touched on it on ETR last night as well. How Dust brings it up, because it's honestly, it's true. We do not need a convention for all of us to hook up. We could, you know, all of us that are kind of in that tri-state area or close enough, we could always set up a weekend to hang out and hook up, and that's actually what's going to be going down this weekend. You know, Dust and Brink, they recently celebrated some birthdays, so this is going to kind of be like a little get-together to celebrate them and hang out, have a good time. That's all going to be going down this Saturday. Oh, if you're not part of the ROC Facebook group, you know, join up. We're going to be posting tons of pics, probably going live, tons of videos. You know, please check that out, because, you know, with MAGFest, a bunch of us are going to be enjoying that this weekend, and then there's just a ton of cons that we got in the pipe coming up for the rest of the year. Yeah. So it's a nice kickoff. You know,
Jose, let me just say, I have spent more time in New Jersey in the last 6 months than I ever thought in my entire life.
Hey Gary, it's a great place to visit. But you wouldn't want to.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. I've had a great time. Every time I've been there, I've had a great visit for hangouts. And yeah, the ToyCon that we've done now and JCC. But yeah, it's just kind of funny.
No, but that's cool, man. We're all looking forward to a good time. Like, I can't wait to, you know, every time we hook up, it's a good time.
You know, so I can't wait for that. You know what? Cons for me, I do usually have like a usual rotation that I do go through. Apple Comic Con, which is usually like a spring show, so March or April. I usually, every year, me and my cousin, it's an annual tradition. We hit up Wizard World Philly, which is usually in June, May. Of course, New York Comic Con here in the city at the Javits Center. And of course, over the last couple of years, TFCon, you know, being a part of the community and all this, that's almost like an essential, like, you know, essential experience in itself.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I wish I could say I would be going to cons kind of like outside my normal circle. But, you know, with work and everything that's going on, you can only do so much. There are some cons that are here in the city area, like Queens, Brooklyn, that I would like to check out a little bit on the smaller end, but definitely worth checking out as far as like the cosplay and, you know, comic book artists and toys that are available to purchase. Usually the shows wind up being a good time and it's worth you turning out to attend. So definitely looking forward to that, as well as, like I said, the usual cons like Wizard World Philly, TFCon, New York Comic Con, and any convention that involves the realm of collectors. Because if we're all going to be meeting up, chances are I'm going to try my hardest to be there. So
absolutely,
yeah,
yeah. I can't wait for NJCC. We're going to be all in the fishbowl, just hanging out. Like, we got what, 13 tables, I think. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. So
yeah.
So how many of those tables there. Are yours, Dom? Six.
Yes, I got six tables.
How many chairs?
No, fuck
yeah. Yeah, how many chairs?
I think it comes two per table, so I better have those fucking chairs. So don't steal my chairs. I can't wait for the NJCC. I think that's going to be a lot of fun. Just hanging out with you guys. We're going to all be in that middle location, so we can just definitely chill out in the middle and just, you know, enjoy the show. You know what happens after 2 o'clock at this show, so it gets kind of quiet and, you know, it's just us hanging out and just, you know, fucking around with toys and shit. So
and we start chopping our prices like crazy.
Yeah. fire sale. I can't wait for that. And then TFCon's always a great show. So, you know, I was always an avid BotCon goer, convention guy, and the TFCon is now kind of my fix for that Transformer convention and going out and seeing all that stuff, because they do a really good job.
And plus, we're there.
Yeah.
No, yeah, and Dave's there. That's what it's about.
Yeah,
Dave. You know. That makes it all worth it. Makes it all worth it.
Actually, I like hanging out with Brian more than Dave. So,
shit, Dom. No sweat off my
no
back.
No problem, Brian.
you know, the last get together that we all hooked up at ToyCon New Jersey, they announced that they're going to be doing their next show in April. Like, and I think the last time I asked, it was usually like a once a year show. They usually do it in the fall, but they did announce like an April show. And you know, the experience of going a couple of months ago was pretty awesome. It was good to hang out with everybody, but I thought that the potential was there for us to kind of get some tables and kind of set up a little base. It's a lot closer, as far as I'm concerned, like than NJCC, as far as like the travel and everything. And it seemed like it would be like a nice place to maybe like set up shop for the next time they do the show. You know, so even if we don't do that and we do what we did the last time and just go there to hang out, I think that's also another for us to hang out and have a good time.
Yeah, ToyCon wasn't far from Dust House, so Dust, you know what that means. In a few months, you got to clean the apartment again.
Right.
Get ready to feed us again. Have all of us on your couches again.
Fuck your couch.
Sticky fingers on your toys again.
No, I think, Jose, you mentioned it. You know, a lot of it, like, these things are like traditions, you know. So like old traditions, like for me, I've got a good friend of mine back in Chicago that we've done same thing, Wizard World Chicago, since like 2004, I think. And I'll intentionally, you know, schedule a visit back to see my family there. It's usually like August to overlap with one of the days for that show. So he and I can just, you know, kind of just really keep the tradition for me. You know, it's not even about the convention anymore. I think like the last 3 or 4 years, I haven't even bought a damn thing, you know, because it's not about the stuff anymore. No. And like, you know, for me, I'll just say like the ToyCon, is always going to hold a kind of a special place because that was my first interaction. Whereas Brian likes to point out, I got to see that the ROC personalities, what you see in any of these groups and any of the shows, that is exactly how people are in real life.
Nah, we're fucking nice to each other. What are you talking about?
I think we're actually worse in person than we are on the internet. Because we can get physical with one another.
Yeah.
So, the traditions are great, and then we started a new one by going to Buffalo Wild Wings and the Dust House, and it's just a great way to get out, and each time we do it, I feel like there's always a few more people that you meet, whether it be seeing one of the T-shirts or someone recognizes a voice. Sorry, Jordan, I didn't mean to cut you off, but it's just so exciting that to get the chance to talk with more people who have passions around parts of the hobby and getting to know people that way. So
I just want to chime in too. Another big one that I go to is Baltimore Comic Con. I've gone 3 years in a row now. You get to hook up with one certain mask reviewer and his friend Adam.
Whoever, me.
Yeah. And Pinkerton's in that area now. Jordan, I haven't seen you there.
Well, now you know me. That's the difference.
All right. And if I, come and think about it, I would probably just walk right by if I didn't actually.
Well, I normally
crazy looking dude. But anyway, that's always a good time.
It's a fuzzy.
He's a fucking furry.
Furry fuzzy.
I'm a furry Dickens.
So that's fun. Yeah, and Jose, if you do Wizard World, I mean, I'm an hour away from Philly, so.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, let's make that a new tradition.
Cousin, yeah, every definitely year. Do that.
My brother lives in Philly too. Maybe we could have a rock invasion and just mess his house up or something.
What's that other one, Brian, that you and Dom go to that's supposed to be good? Is it Retro?
Is that the Zolo or Zolo?
RetroCon.
RetroCon is pretty awesome. Yeah.
That's something I want to try out this year, hopefully, if I can. Yeah.
And ZoloCon is a cool experience. It's not as big as RetroCon, but it's pretty damn cool. You can find some weird shit there as well.
Super weird shit.
Did you ever run into Chuck there?
No, not yet.
So it wasn't that weird.
Yeah, I did. Nobody spot. Invited him. I did spot an Asian kid, though.
Love you, Chuck. I'm just messing with you.
I did spot our little Asian kid, Matt, friend. Last time.
Yeah, Brink, it'd be definitely awesome to see you at Wizard World Philly. Like me and my cousin, that's been a tradition for us, since maybe 2002, 2003. I forget the first year, but we missed 1 year and we were just fucking miserable. You know what I'm saying? But it's us, and now he brings his kids now because they're a little bit older. But it's always a good experience. So I'd love to expand on that and include anybody from the realm that's in the area. So I usually go on a Saturday. I think Sunday Heat also is lives in Philly and he's close by, so I'd love to hook up with him. Well, Zach mentioned.
I like how they're spacing this stuff out this year, because there was 1 year where Awesome Con, Dragon Con, and Wizard World were all on the same weekend, and it was awful. People couldn't pick and choose, and it's real rough on the vendors too, because when the vendors want to go to these cons, they got to pick and choose. Consider me a lock for NJCC.
Nice.
Early on in the month, I will be at Awesome Con. So if y'all can make it down to DC, I'm planning on getting a room. I don't know who all wants to split that. But I will be planning on getting a room this year. Even though I'm close to DC, it's kind of nice to just go there and kind of have an area of refuge where you walk around for a huge period of time, go back to the room, chill, go back down. I might do Wizard World this year because I've never been there before, and Philly isn't that bad of a drive. And hey, I can get a Jay's cheese, or actually, man, you got some good choice cheesesteaks there.
Yeah.
And then later in the year is Baltimore Comic Con and TF Con. So that's where I'm going to be at this year. And I'm thinking, for those in the DMV area, I'm going to do my next meetup on the 24th of February, which is a Saturday. So nice. I'll start getting details worked out for that.
Awesome.
Awesome. Awesome.
Yeah.
Cool, yo.
Nice.
So we're conned out for the year, I think, right?
Yeah.
I'm
Yeah, I mean, we got a lot of stuff on the horizon. And you know what? There's more out there than what we mentioned. You know what I'm saying? It's just impossible to mention everything. Like, we're all from different areas of the country. So I'm sure at one point or another, you know, during the year, you know, we each have something going on that's close by us. You know, but I'm glad we do have all the opportunities that we do to hook up and meet up and, you know, have a good time. You know, we've harped on it before, but, you know, always good times when we get together. And this weekend, as people will see, if they're part of the groups and stuff, they're going to see what's going on this weekend. And it's just a taste of what goes on at these conventions. So anybody watching or listening, like, you know, try to do your best to make it. Say hello, introduce yourself, and join what we're doing here. You know, it's always good times.
Jose, I've got a question for the group. Because we've talked a lot about like the connections, you know, and meeting people at these events and stuff. I'm just curious to hear from you guys. Is it with the internet, but you know, you can find stuff as far as like product and the toys and stuff. But I'm sure there's certain things that we're always searching for, you know, that are kind of unique to us. You know, people throw around the word the grail item and stuff. Mm-hmm. But I'm just curious, when you guys go to these different places, are you looking and kind of hoping you're going to find that one specific thing that you haven't been able to find anywhere else?
Yeah.
What are the thoughts
there? Grail piece, like, so to speak?
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit, right? Yeah. You know, and maybe thinking that you might uncover in the most unlikely of places sometimes, right? Maybe.
Yeah.
I'm just curious what you guys think.
That's actually pretty interesting. Yeah. Go ahead, Brian.
I was going to say, it happened to me at the last ToyCon. Which is sort of a double whammy. I got my grail whammy twice in one weekend. One, Paul C. found it in Chicago, and then I found it the very next day at ToyCon. Mm-hmm. The one that he had works. The one that I had did not work, but it was complete. And it's that wacky looking robot up there.
But that's the Jeep one, right?
No, it's no G1. It's some weird.
No, I said the Jeep. Isn't it like a black Jeep or something?
Okay. Yeah. And I need to create a new what's in the fucking box video because I lost the other one, so I have to flip through it and post one day. Oh, but for me, you know, sometimes you don't know something's a grail until all of a sudden it smacks you in the face. You're like, what? I never saw this before or something, and that's what I really like about going to these shows. So sometimes you just see stuff you've never seen before.
Yeah, and that's cool.
The other thing too I like about is the old days of going to Toys R Us and walking down those toy aisles, we all know how great that was, right? It's not like today, right? So down with peg hooks. That's all I got to say. Fuck peg hooks. Put everything back on shelves again. But anyways, when you go to these conventions and if you're a toy nut, you're just surrounded in 360 view at all times of stuff to look at. And that's what I really like about it too. It's just, you really are a kid in a candy store. That's always awesome.
Yeah. If you're going with something in mind, like you're looking for something, it's kind of fun. You're like, all right, I'm here. You know, you get all ready, you shake your clothes off, and you're like, let's go. Like Brian, for example, you'll see him 1 second, the next minute he's on the other side of the con. You're like, where the fuck happened to Brian? He's looking, he's hunting, you know? And I think we all did that, or I did at least, at the last ToyCon. And what's cool about that is, like, you know, you're looking for a specific item that you might see online, you might see on Facebook or eBay or, you know, Amazon, whatever the case may be. And you're like, man, I really don't want to pay full price for it, or I don't want to pay over the price for it. But you see Joe Schmo over here, he has it. Larry in the corner has it too. So I'll go see what Joe Schmo's selling it for and then see what Larry's selling it for, and you can compare. And you know, when they see that green come out your pocket, that's when you could talk them down. You know, it may not be as easy to do that, you know, online, because you have 10 other people reaching out saying, hey, can you go $5 cheaper? Or, you know, could I get free shipping? But when you're in front of it and you're like, look, I got this money right here. You want it? Give me that figure. Yeah. And they're like, okay, I'll do it.
When you carry cash, that's a service to them.
Right. Exactly. At the last con, I think I bought the Black Series Jabba, the San Diego exclusive, I think it was. And I think I had every guy that was there go up to the dude and try to talk him down. Yeah. Like, I'm like, go over there. See what he'll do. See if he'll do this. I think Dom went, Brian went, Gary went, and then I was just
I don't think it worked because we were wearing all the same shirts.
I was gonna ask, we were all like,
we didn't realize it till after. Until the end, fuck, we look like fucking assholes. Like, but I did wind up getting it at a decent price, though. He dropped the price after a while, you know.
He did.
And then with the cons, like usually, like towards the end of the day. You know, like we said, with NJCC, we start, like, knocking our prices down. Those other dudes do it, too. They're like, hey, man, if they're not doing both days of a con, and they're just doing one day, and they still got all that product, they're just looking to get rid of shit. They don't want to bring it home. You know, so that's when you talk them down. Be like, listen, hey, I got $50. I know you're asking $70, but what are you going to do? And they're like,
that's
yours, buddy. Shopping. Take it. Yep.
And just on Brian's point, like he's absolutely right. So this, when you go to those conventions, just sometimes you find something or see something that you just definitely didn't know about, or it just hits that nostalgia feeling. And
Castle Grayskull, dumb.
Yeah.
Castle
Grayskull. Castle Grayskull. And I was at SoloCon that time, and I remember I saw the figures for the Dark Water. And the Pirates of the Dark Water, and I was like, I didn't even know that they came out. They ever made figures, and it was just a show that I really enjoyed as a kid. Me and my brother used to watch it all the time, and it's just it hit me in the in the feels, and I bought the set, and I just that is a kind of a grail for me, unexpected, but it's something that I'll always cherish and hold on to those figures because it's something that me and my brother shared, and I was always enjoy that show in its entirety. So. So stuff like that. Yeah.
For me, it's like, what do you really define as a grail? Because it's like, I'm in the same boat with some collectors. Like, where if when I've tried rebuying some G1 stuff that wasn't mine, it doesn't work. But when it comes to like the obscure stuff and the big stuff, that's where I get excited. Like, where there's like some really cool special edition that I wanted, it was pricey when it came out, now it's even pricier and I'm kicking myself for not getting it. So like for me it's that Evangelion MP10. Like, yeah. I'm nice. I'm not like the most hardcore Evangelion fan, but I love the series, and I love Optimus Prime almost as much as the Brinkalizer. He's gonna say if I didn't use the term almost,
almost.
So that's something I think would just be a nice like addition in my collection. Another one I can't ever, if I find it at a toy show, I will probably die of disbelief, and that's the Sold Shigokin Gaugaigar, which isn't really that rare of a figure, but it's like I've been trying to find a sniff out a deal on it.
How is the price of those figures like on the resale market? Because I know once they're done, and I'm sorry to bring this up, Gary, I'm sorry. Because of the Voltron, we see the Voltron like skyrocketing Voltron price. Those Soul of Chogokin, a lot of those anime series, and those older like Mecha, which I know have a lot of fans that are behind those series. If you miss out on the pre-order, is getting them expensive in the aftermarket?
Depends on how popular the character is, really. Word of advice right now, I would recommend buying up the I'm gonna get some Dominomics going, the Power Rangers Soul Shuriken, because people are sitting on their hands. It's like it's not as good as the Voltron, blah blah blah. It's a good figure, but when that Dragonzord drops,
oh yeah, I'm waiting.
That was tooled to work with the Megazord.
Of course,
everybody's gonna be like, now I need the fucking Megazord, and it's going to be gone, and it's going to be like that which shall not be named money. It's going to wait for the Wing Bang version. Like Gaugaigar, it has a following, but I don't think it's really all that big. You know, it's funny, fun story. Gaugaigar was originally going to be Voltron. So.
Wow. Nice.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure you could tell. Like, that would be interesting to kind of maybe look into as a topic, or maybe even a good one for Plastic Fanatics, because James definitely is good in checking the history of those type of shows. But you know, at that time they were looking for anything to kind of bring into the American market and sell to the kids. You know, the law was put into place that it was okay to kind of put on programming that pushed advertising, I guess, to children where it was illegal before. Yeah. You know, so it's interesting because, you know, we got to get Battle of the Planets and Voltron and stuff like that, like in the 80s, Japanese anime, which was a little bit more mature and stuff that we wouldn't normally see here on the American airwaves.
Right.
You know, and it's great because now we could look forward to getting these, you know, the Solo Chikokin figures and stuff like that, you know, based on the stuff that we grew up watching. You know, as long as, you know, you jump on it and it's affordable. I'll chime in real quick, though, because for Grails, as far as myself, it would be figures like that that I would consider to be Grails, like something that's going to cost you a lot of money to acquire. But it's also going to be the best representation of whatever that you're looking for, whether it's Transformers, Voltron, He-Man.
Your definitive piece.
You know, like almost like the Hot Toys, I feel like, as far as like the Marvel cinematic stuff and the DC, you know, you're getting awesome head sculpts of these actors that play in those roles. The figures look incredible. You know, we joke around and stuff like, dolls, you're playing with dolls or whatever. But, you know, to me, those are the masterpiece versions of those characters, like the way we collect masterpiece Transformers. It's the best version of those characters that you're ever going to get. You know, so those are the type of things that I would consider Grails. I'm not really looking forward to grabbing anything because I got the Voltron. I got that Megazord that you just mentioned, knowing full well that they were planning on doing a Dragonzord in the future and probably doing a Titanus, et cetera, et cetera. You know, so sometimes you just got to, you know, think ahead when it comes to those situations. I think all of us are smart collectors and, you know, we've become accustomed to expecting things like that and being pretty savvy as to when to jump on the ball with certain things.
Yeah.
So I'm not looking forward to anything as far as upcoming, as far as like a Grail. I feel like, you know, MP10 is like a perfect optimist, and anything that comes out after that is just a bonus. You know, we got the Voltron, we got the Megazord, you know, anything that speaks to you as a collector, whatever you grew up watching or liking, you know, whatever is a favorite of yours, you know, you're going to have a Grail of that in some way, some type. You're going to have a representation, hopefully. You know, and it always, to me, it always, the higher end stuff, the stuff that's more expensive, although it sucks to pay that much money, you wind up getting your money's worth for what you're paying for. So anything Bandai, Solo Chikokin, Fig Arts, anything of that high collector's grade, you know, volume, when it comes to a series or a license that you like, I don't think you could go wrong with picking any of those things up, you know, and I haven't been disappointed. You know, Gary, you know, sorry to bring up the Voltron, but I recently boxed him up. He's not there on my shelf anymore.
That's going to be convenient.
Yeah, dust, you know, I was having some dusting concerns. Man, I got to clean this guy off. Let me put him away.
You guys working
so basically, one step closer to being in your hands, basically. Right. So.
Oh, it's getting over with already. Sell it to the guy.
No, but Jose, it's funny that you say that, though, because, and this is where anyone who's listening to me, like, well, geez, Gary, you jackass. That's why you don't have Voltron when I tell the story. But it's the same thing. I don't have like a Grail item. You know, years ago, like 04, I wanted a G1 Soundwave before like all the reissues and stuff were out. And I had one that was AFA graded. I owned it. I enjoyed it. You know, I've since, you know, resold it. And I had my original, you know, played out open toy one, you know, from a kid. So for the nostalgia piece, but I've said it before, it's the hunt, it's the thrill and, you know, looking for something and finding it and then being able to make the decision. I don't really need to spend the money to buy that. And you know, sometimes it's cool and it's the right decision. Other times it backfires, you know? So I just had one backfire around me and pretty big time. But, like you said, there's always going to be something else and, you know, sooner or later, you know, you'll something else will kind of pique your interest. Or I really like what Brian said too, which is, you know, you'll see something that you weren't expecting. And all of a sudden it's like, yeah, look, I need to take that with me, you know, and that's not staying here.
Shout out to Mike Honcho in the chat. He corrected me there. Daltanius was originally going to be Voltron, not Gal Gaigar. Mm.
You know what I was thinking too. Sometimes a Grail doesn't have to be like a specific item that you're like, you know, that one piece that you need. It might be that one piece you need just to complete your collection.
Yeah.
You know, like I remember Ace at NJCC was looking for this little ass fucking Transformer to complete his G1. And he found it while we were there. And he was like fucking heaven. You know, he was like ecstatic. And I think at Dust I had offered to pay for it, but he didn't want to pay for it. I think it wouldn't have been as satisfying or something like that. But
that's cool. That's
a neat story. When you find I didn't hear from JD though. JD, do you got a Grail or something that you
I was waiting because I was going to combine both of those. I don't. I haven't done like a lot of the like toy conventions per se. I've done plenty of tattoo conventions. Of course, I've done New York Comic Con a bunch of years in a row, and hit Baltimore and some of the other, you know, the ones they hold in the tri-state here. Harrisburg just started having their own, the past 2 years or whatever. But I don't really have a sort of grail that I own or that I want. It's more or less I go into a show and I'm looking for something, you know, and it's finding that oddity. Like Brian said, you know, oh my God, I didn't even know they made this thing. I don't care what it costs. I'm going to grab it anyway or whatever. Yep. Or just, you know, finding something that just brings you back. You know, holy shit. I remember this from when I was a kid. I broke this thing 10 times. I want to have it again, you know. You know, I guess my grail would be considered like what my favorite piece that I found at whatever, at Comic-Con or whatever. So like I'm really excited for this year, you know. As I was saying, I haven't done a lot of like toy conventions and stuff like that, so I'm really excited for this year, New Jersey Comic-Con and or the Collector's Con. Me and a buddy are thinking about going to MegaCon in Orlando.
When's that, JD?
That is in May, the end of May.
Nice.
Yeah, so.
That's when they do Star Wars in Florida too, right?
They rotate the location. Like next year, it's going to be Anaheim. So they're not doing it as a yearly celebration. But I'll be going to that one.
Yeah.
You know, JD, you made me think of something. You just said that you went to New York Comic Con before, right?
Yep.
Jose's been there. I've been there. Dom, you've been there, right?
I've been there.
Yeah, I've been there.
How many times did we probably walk by each other and didn't even fucking know it?
Well, I was thinking the same thing, even with Baltimore. A lot of you guys go to Baltimore. You know, I've never, ever seen you there. I have, I just didn't know who you were.
Right.
I'm the duck furry. Oh,
that's a big around. Place. JD, that's a big place, man.
Man, Dom, now I got to know that. No, I'm the duck furry. He's holding Crack fire. That's how you know it's him.
Yeah, I mean, last year was like my first year doing TFCon and like hooking up with all you fellas, and yeah, I'm excited to just like this year. I'm kind of stepping away from the tattoo convention because it's pretty expensive to do that kind of stuff, and then but I'm kind of stepping away from that. I'm just gonna work strictly out of the shop and be done with it. And
did you ever do Baltimore tattoo convention?
Yeah, yeah, I've done it every year for like the past 3 or 4 years.
It's funny. We probably met.
Probably.
He probably tattooed you. Won't you just show him your behind and see if
that was... I don't think he did my Roy Orbison, man.
No. Nope. Can't say that I have.
That's interesting, though. Like, our tattoo conventions, is that like a circuit that you regularly attended? You know, before kind of getting into all this that we're doing now.
Well, I'd say, you know, the past whatever 4 or 5 years, yeah. Of course, I do Philly, Baltimore, Wildwood. Shit, there's one or two other ones that I hit, and I can't remember which ones.
Was it
No, like Rhode Island was one of them, but they won't ever have one there again. anyway.
Was it a boon for you to like attend conventions like that? Like, is it something that you could do, like self promotion, get yourself some like customers and clientele, like as far as like appointments and stuff like that? Like, how did that stuff work for you? Did it work like that, or was it just, you know, you going, you're having a good time and just enjoying the culture?
I mean, no, usually I go there to work, so.
Yeah. Jose, I've been to them. They do a lot of competitions, right, JD?
Yeah.
They do like, you know, basically the tattoo artists are there to like showboat, you know, and battle. Yeah,
kind of. I mean, I never did any of that really. I just went and, you know, people walk up, they want a tattoo, we talk about what we're doing and just blast it out, you know. But so, it's really expensive though. It's at least twice as much, three times as much as compared to like a toy convention.
So Lance in the chat has a question for you. Would you ever consider doing tattoos at a TFCon if you could get a table for it?
I don't know if he's answering.
I think he muted himself. Yeah, he did mute himself.
Oh yeah, my bad. Somebody muted me. I didn't. But yeah, I would definitely do it. Like what Star Wars? There's at different conventions they do that kind of stuff.
I wanted to get one at Star Wars Celebration, and they were booked.
Yeah, well, I imagine.
First person to get that Realm tattoo, I'll buy them a fucking Transformer at the next
year. Yo, just get the dude that got
how much? How much? A masterpiece,
man. And I'll do it.
Nah, he's gonna get him of some kind of movie legend toy.
Yeah, movie legends.
A Bumblebee.
No, tell him you give you my fuck tattoo.
I'll give you my Dickimus.
You get my Dickimus.
You get my Dickimus.
Put your Dickimus in my Aramis.
Chris Pinkerton, if you're nasty, he says he thinks there's an opportunity for tattoos of Dust Mite's drum. What is Dust Mite's drum?
Interesting.
Maybe it's a typo.
Shh, don't speak of it. It's secret.
It is.
But yeah, like I talked about.
Maybe he meant a wing.
Yeah. Yeah, a wing.
Hey, Brian, how's the chat doing right now?
Fucking chat is nuts. Fucking chat's work, man.
Awesome. Chris follows up with, you know, the one that he beats and we all follow.
Are you still getting people just dropping in, or you're pretty much set with a list and everything now?
No, man. We got it's died down as far as newcomers, but we got a lot of people in here.
That's good. That's good.
Are you trying to move on?
Well, we'll shout them out real quick. I'm a little bit interested in the tattoo stuff that JD was talking about, like those conventions. You know, like I said, because, you know, it's always like an opportunity to network, like kind of like what we do with all the toy shows and stuff like that. Do you ever see yourself like coming out of those things, like with clientele, like and you know, or future clientele? Do people
come? I have plenty of people that. I have started tattoos at conventions, and then they have come to the shop, or they wait till I'm at the show the next year or whatever. I have plenty of people that just strictly come to the shop that I met at conventions. People that come from New Jersey, California. I mean, I have people all over the place. And yes, it's. I mean, I do plenty of networking. I talk to lots of people. I'm trying to find a way to kind of put that into what we do. That way I can do a lot more of the nerdy stuff, the stuff that I really enjoy doing.
Nice.
So, this is finding the right people, man.
Nice. And I've noticed, like, on Instagram and stuff like that, you do posts out there. Like, hey, you're going to get a deal if you get, like, a Star Wars themed tattoo or anything kind of, like, geek related. Is that something that you do regularly, like with your clientele, as far as out, you know, trying to get custies, line people up, as far as appointments? Like how's that work out?
Do you
response to that?
Sometimes it's been a lot better. I'd say in the last year or two. I am still fairly new at what I do. You know, I've only been doing it a little over 5 years, but I do get plenty of people that are interested when I do, I will post something that I drew that I'm not necessarily expecting people to actually want to get it. So, like, I'll a lot of times I'll just cut a deal, you know what I mean? I'll knock $100 off the price or something like that just so I get to do it. And, you know, and they end up, whatever, they end up loving it or whatever, and they get want to add to it or, you know. That's how a lot of it goes, though.
Jose, you have tattoos?
I have none, honestly.
Come on, let's get some matching tattoos here. Come on, man.
I would not mind doing that, but it's
all about connecting.
Dave gets big on his forearm, and Jose gets poppy on his forearm when he.
Yo, you guys get some realm tattoos. I'll do them, and then I'll let one of you guys do them on me. Ooh. How's that?
Wow. Could I pick where I could do it?
Your space is gonna be kind of limited because I'm half covered at least.
I would make that so easy on you. I'd be like, I don't trust myself. I just put like a dot on your body, and that's it. Like, hey, I made my dot.
Nah, fuck that. I'm putting that.
Dave's back turned into an Ewok village.
Yeah. That would be good.
Hey, that might be my next tattoo.
It'd be fun. You could do like a treehouse sort of looking thing. With a bunch of Ewoks in it.
And each one of them looks like somebody from the realm.
Speaking of the realm.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Just to say, like, I'm a virgin body as far as tattoos are concerned. So if I ever do it, get a tattoo, JD, you'll be the artist.
Fair enough, buddy. I'll be ready. You just let me know when you're ready.
You can pop my cherry anytime, JB.
Get y'all nice and lubed up.
I can't wait. See, now I'm looking forward to it. Before, I'm like, nah, I don't need tattoos. But you know, now that you're going to do it, I'm looking forward to it.
Speaking of giving away that virginity.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Don't we have another?
All right.
What else we're giving away?
Yes, we do. So, for everybody that's participated in the chat tonight, we mentioned at the top of the show a giveaway from every single member of the panel for the next several weeks. So I think it's about that time to find out who wins for week number 2. Brinkalizer, are you ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
You
want me to run this down first?
Oh, yeah.
Run it down. Let's run down who's in the chat tonight. Oh. And we thank you for everybody that participated. Shout out to you guys. We really appreciate the support.
All right. So here we go. We're starting off with Chad Wingham, who is in here. And we had Danny, who we've met at a few of the cons, who has a table there. Danny, you dropped that turtle set. Another $100. I'll buy it from you, I swear. we had Alex C, we had Sunday Heat, Ralph L was in here, Primacon, EE Prime 20, Alexandre B, we had Chris G, Easy Fresh, Rob M, Sean S, we had the True Star Screamer, Jedi Mindset, Doll Car Toys and Stuff, Tron Viper, Riverbots, David L, Josh F. We had Michael B, who found us by watching Nerd Out. Thank you, Nerd Out. We had Knight of Ren, Adamus Nitron, Jiraiya Sama 7. I don't know if I got that right, but I tried. We had Jason L, Frogman 78, Lord Shadowkeeper, Lord. Nerd Out. We had Internet Personality Justin L, Dare 2727. We had Lance in here, Mike H, Chuck, Lionel M, KJ Smith, Adrian A, and Cybertron Warriors.
Nice.
And anyone that I may miss. Oh, we had Lucas. Lucas B was in here too. All right.
Shout out to all of you guys. Thank you for participating. And we're going to get you all squared away right now.
All right, here we go.
Actually, so while we're waiting for Brian to set up the giveaway, who's doing the giveaway this week?
If I remember correctly, it's me this week. And what do I have for the lovely masses. Lovely masses in the audience. Storm Collectibles Ryu.
Dun, dun, dun. Nice.
So this isn't a brand new figure. This was reviewed by my buddy T-Man978. It is minty in the package, however, and it will be shipped to you priority mail. And yeah, looking forward to seeing whoever wins this and what kind of lovely pictures they take and post on the realm.
Awesome. And real quick, guys, just a quick disclaimer. All entries are welcome, but if anybody international wins, we're all willing to contribute $10 towards the shipping cost. But any international winners will be responsible for covering any cost above $10 for the shipping cost for the item. So just putting that out there for everybody that might be participating in the chat. And good luck to everybody that participated. Thank you for hanging out with us tonight.
All right. Are you guys seeing my browser here?
Yeah.
Yes.
Look at all that porno, bro.
Yeah, right. Yeah. shout out to a fucking toy
big
head.
Big I got fucking bitches. Amazon,
Facebook. Is that a dick?
All right, here we go. So we're going to do this a little bit different this time. First, we're going to randomize the names. And then
let's randomize everybody. Give everybody a random number. Keep things fair.
A double random.
There we go. Everybody's names are being put into the randomizer to be assigned a random number for the giveaway.
Randomize.
Sprinkleize.
How many people did we have in the chat tonight? Let's see what the total number was. Let's run it down. 36 people in the chat. Holla.
Here, I thought there'd be more than that.
Did you know life starts at 36?
Is it now? All
right. I'm 37, so I'm 1 year old right now. Hey.
And by the way, look at these Excel skills, Brian. Look at these Excel skills. Yes, Brian.
All right, here we go. Right. Hey, Dust, beat your drum. All right.
Here. Oh my god, better. I can't do a drum roll sound with just myself.
Oh.
Ooh, wait, number 33. Who's Shame. Number 33? Let's see who it is.
Lionel
Medina.
Congrats.
You know Lionel what? Medina.
Fucking Lionel, you're awesome. Gonna have to take some fucking Ryu picks now, bro.
Yeah, man.
You know? You gotta put the Transformers down for a week.
So Lionel, be sure to hit me up or hit up the realm. You can message me directly on Facebook Messenger, and I'm working from home tomorrow, so if you hit me up, I will get it out to you tomorrow.
Awesome.
Dope. That's nice.
That is so awesome. And just real quick to shout out Lionel M. He watches all the shows, he contributes in the chat. He posts awesome on Instagram. So please follow him on Instagram at Lionel Medina. And congratulations for winning the week 2 giveaway. We still got about 5 of these to do over the next 5 weeks. So congratulations, Lionel. You know, I'm sure Extra Zero will get that out to you as soon as possible. Hit him up with your details. And for everybody else that participated in the chat tonight, thank you so much for your support of this new show. Every single Tuesday night on the Realm of Collectors YouTube channel. We really, really appreciate it. So I think that's going to be our show for tonight, guys. Let's just, I guess, run down the line, say our goodbyes. So first up, Brian Brink.
Goodbye. See you next week. Thanks for the video, guys. I really appreciate it.
No doubt. And can't wait to see you this weekend in person. I'm going to give you a nice big hug, and I'm going to make you a nice stiff drink.
Oh, stiff. Yeah. I love them stiff.
Make sure it's stiff.
All right. Energon.
Yo, thanks for watching.
Say bye.
See you soon. Peace out.
All right. Big Dom. Dom's on mute, so I'll say bye for Dom.
Sorry. Who fucking mute me? But thanks, guys, for coming out, and enjoy your night.
All right, extra zero.
Yo, so congratulations again, Lionel. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Always a pleasure to be here. Always a pleasure to interact. And I'll be here next week. Looking forward to it.
G-Money.
Yeah, hey, thanks, everybody. Next week, can't get here quick enough. We'll do it all over again.
JD.
So long. Have a nice time.
And all right, guys, good night. That's going to be our show for tonight. Thank you for everybody watching. Thank you for everybody listening. Congrats to Lionel M for winning the week two giveaway. We are the ROC guys. We're not going anywhere, so get to know us. We'll see you next week. Peace out.
Peace.
Later.